In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ does not come to make your life easy. He comes to forgive you. He does not come to fix your relationships with your parents or siblings or children, but he comes to forgive you. And neither does he come to restore your body to full health and strength here and now. Rather, he comes to forgive you. And so Christ is offensive. If he had come to stabilize finances or teach you to love yourself or to get the most out of the life that he has given you, then men would flock to him. But since he comes to forgive, men hate him. And they accuse him, the Son of God, of blasphemy. The scribe's private thoughts will soon become the public charge in Pilate's court. He must die because he claimed to be the Son of God. Jesus offends. He offends because he forgives. He doesn't fit into the constructs of their society. He didn't do what they desired him to do. He never fixed Jerusalem. He never drove out the Romans. He never was the kind of Messiah that they desired. He came to forgive. And so he spoke the truth with clarity and with authority, exposing the deep recesses of the darkness that dwelt in their hearts. "Why do you entertain evil in your hearts?" he asked. He wanted them to repent so he could forgive them. But they refused. They thought they were okay as they were. In the days of Noah, God flooded the earth, because every thought of man was only evil all the time. The actions may change throughout the course of history, but the fallen heart does not. It remains just as evil, just as wicked. It does not love God. It does not seek God. It does not desire forgiveness from God. But it only wants a God who can turn my life around and make it better. That same fallen nature dwells within you. From the moment of conception, your natural heart despised God and his forgiveness. In fact, every thought of your natural heart was only evil all the time. It can do nothing else, for it never fears God, it never loves God, it never trusts in God. And yet by grace, God has given you a new heart filled with faith. A heart that desires to do what God commands, rejoices in his commandments, and loves the things that God loves. St. Paul calls this new heart filled with faith the new self. Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And yet still, that old self, that sinful heart, still clings to you, to us. Do not be offended by this truth that you are both a sinner and a saint, that you both have this new heart and this old heart. Do not be offended by this. Do not think that somehow your sinful nature is somehow a little bit better than others, or not as capable of committing great acts of violence as is recorded in Scripture and as we see on the news. It's the same fallen heart of man, and though the actions change, the heart forever remains the same. Christ sees how this sinful nature manifests itself in your life. You've despised preaching and his word, seeing it as a task that must just simply be completed. You've spoken ill of your civic authorities. You've talked back to your parents. You've manipulated your spouse and you've taken advantage of friends. You've bent the truth in your stories to make yourself appear as good, wise, cunning, and resourceful. Our Lord has seen the innermost thoughts of your heart. At times, that fallen heart even convinces us that if we just had more time, more money, better friends, or if we just lived in a different place, then everything would be okay. The sinful heart is quick to blind us to what our true problem really is. But Christ sees clearly. His perception cuts through the stressful schedules, the ailments, the frailties, the broken relationships, the loneliness and the diseases, down to the very heart of your problem. Sin. Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. You are released. They can burden you no more. Christ does not come to make life easier. He comes to forgive. So he forgives the paralytic, not because he's paralyzed, but because he's a sinner like you and me. Whatever our bodies are like, whatever our relationships are like, whatever difficulties we face in life, our greatest need forever remains forgiveness. But God cannot forgive us if he doesn't carry our sins. The weight of sin can only be borne by man because it is man who has committed the crimes. And so the Son of God became the Son of Man. For the weight of sin can only be removed by the divine. In the womb of the Blessed Virgin, God takes our place. Sinless, spotless, without blemish, he will bear the curse. He endures the full force of all that we have thought, said, and done. He will pay the debt that we owe. Behold the man, Pilate said to the Jews. The man who bears your sins and your curse. The man who labors, bleeds, and dies under the weight of your fallen nature. The man who redeems all men by his blood. Forgiveness is costly. It is not free. It is not an empty phrase that God says. It is not simply, that's okay, don't worry about it. Forgiveness is costly. It is drenched in divine blood. It is earned by divine anguish. Forgiveness highlights just the gravity of your offense. It deserves eternal death in hell. And yet forgiveness highlights the depths of God's love for you. It is not you who bleed and dies. It is not you who suffers underneath the curse. But it is the very Son of God. So nothing stands between you and him. Nothing can keep you out of heaven because the Lamb has united heaven and earth by being suspended between heaven and earth. He is that stairway leading to heaven. His blood paved the path toward heaven. His blood drowned your sinful heart and has given you a new heart. Filled with faith, forgiveness, faith lives by this forgiveness. So boldly we confess our sins. Boldly we admit that we deserve eternal death in hell for what we are and what we have done. And yet we are always confident of what our God will say to us. I forgive you. He will not overlook our sins. He will not simply just ignore it. No strings attached, but he will remove our sins. He will take them away by the blood of Christ. He will bury them in the grave with Christ. And yet Christ rises from the grave, while sin and the sinful heart remain buried and gone forever. So which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven you, or get up and walk? For us, both are impossible, but with God, both are possible. Christ heals the paralytic to prove that he is the Son of God who has come to forgive sins. And the paralytic gets up and goes to his house according to the word of God. That same forgiveness God has spoken to you. That same forgiveness has given you a new heart. That same forgiveness has put you on a journey toward heaven. And on that day when you reach heaven, then your sinful heart will forever be gone, and you will be only in the image and likeness of God. You will be only holy and righteous before God. So Christ doesn't come to make your life easier, to fix your finances, to teach you how to get the most out of life, but he comes to give you something far greater, forgiveness. He comes to forgive you, to give you a new heart, to restore your body and soul to eternal health and joy, and to send you on that journey to heavenward. So he speaks that forgiveness to you. He feeds you his body and blood laced with forgiveness. That is why he has come here this day, and that is why you have come here this day. So how truly awesome is this place? This is none other than the very house of God. This is the gate to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.